AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Brett Johnson with you here on a Friday afternoon. And for our interview today, we are going to be talking about labor because there is a new strike that could be happening in St. Cloud in the coming future. As the Minnesota Reformer reports that 97% of workers, 700 workers overall, at the new Flyer bus manufacturing plant in St. Cloud voted to authorize a strike last Sunday and say they'll walk off the job if the company does not meet their demands for higher pay, sick time, paid religious holidays, and limits on mandatory overtime. Joining us now is Matt Leloux. He works at the new Flyer St. Cloud plant as a welder, and he is also with the Communications Workers of America at New Flyer Incorporated Union. Matt, thanks so much for joining me on the show today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to talk about our issues.
Absolutely. So before we dive into those, let's go through a little background, though. Tell us a little bit about what you do at the plant and what some of your co-workers do and overall what New Flyer manufactures so people can get a little more familiar with what you guys do.
Absolutely. We build metro buses, basically city transit for all of North America, mostly Canada and the United States. We focus on some of the big transit agencies in North America, including New York, Southeastern Pennsylvania Transit Authority, New Jersey, Los Angeles, Houston. We built some electric stuff for Minneapolis a couple of years back, some 60-foot articulated buses. Most of the 40-footers in the Twin Cities come from California. We would hope that in the future, you would start buying the buses that we build just up north, up the road a little bit from us. But yeah, that's what we specialize in, fully custom buses, electric, diesel electric, hybrid, CNG. We basically build custom buses for anybody that wants to buy Metro Transit. That's what we specialize in.
So certainly, as you mentioned, yeah, you guys do work that impacts cities all over the country. So definitely not a small operation, that's for sure. So let's talk a little bit about some of the issues right now. And obviously, you guys are seeking a wage increase, given the cost of living with inflation has certainly been increasing for the past several months and years. So let's talk about how wages compare, or at least starting wages compare, at similar jobs in the area. Have they been keeping up with the competition, or have they generally been falling behind?
I think we've been generally falling behind. Our last contract negotiation was 2017, and we had a five-year contract. So over the last year with the inflation, a number of other local businesses have outpaced us. We've asked to renegotiate at some points, and the company has just said we have a contract and it expires in a short term, so they had no interest in rebargaining. Where, it puts us in a funny situation because we were towards the top for a number of years, and it seems like we've slipped behind a little bit in the last year, especially. So.
And I imagine that's probably had an impact on trying to hire additional workers, which, of course, if you're short on workers, that makes everyone's workload tougher. So I imagine that certainly made things a lot more difficult right now working, especially since the pandemic.
That's exactly the situation we're facing. A lot of our long-term, 10, 15, 20-year employees have decided that, with the new hiring, there's been a ton of turnover. And with the turnover, we end up dealing with a lot of unskilled labor. It takes a number of months to get pretty good at the bus building that we do. So a lot of the longer term people were frustrated. And with the market being so competitive, a number of our longer term people have been leaving. So it's been a struggle to keep employees in the plant, and which is some of the reasons for asking for the wage increase to try to retain some of the longer-term people and keep the talent that we do have.
Now, I imagine, of course, being short-staffed in some areas, that has led to people obviously working more hours, and that's where I wanted to go to next because the union also wants to limit how much overtime the company can require them to work, and I know it is sort of a unique policy that they have with their overtime policy at New Flyer, at New Flyer. So talk a little bit about what the current policy is with overtime and what you would like to see changed.
Yeah, the current policy is, I think the big issue is it comes down to Saturday overtime. During the week, people, you know, if we have to work a little bit of overtime, it's not the biggest deal, but people want their weekends open. Currently it's up to, 30 Saturdays, per year, that can be mandated, and, people just get tired and burned out, you know, working the long hours, you know, every day of the week, and then having to come in on Saturdays. People want their downtime with their families, especially on second shift. Second shift runs to about it can be till 2:30 in the morning on you know, actually Saturday morning, and then you know, if you have to come in at you know, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, it shoots your family time with your whole weekend, like those family activities where you get to relax. Kind of get taken from, especially our second shift employees. So trying to get some of that limited so people have a little more work-life balance.
Yeah, certainly. And I think it's important to emphasize as well is that I take it this is mandatory overtime where employees don't necessarily get a choice on whether they want to work these Saturdays or not. It's pretty much just the employer saying, well, you're working on this Saturday, take it or leave it.
That's exactly some of our frustration. We want to promote all the voluntary that we can that our members want. You know, if somebody wants to work, we believe it's a better decision to have them come in than to forcibly, you know, make somebody else come in. Trying to find that balance that, you know, gives the company some reassurances that they can have people in for the skill sets that they need. And then, you know, making sure some of our members get a break when they need it.
Well, another area that your union would like to see addressed has to do with coming up with a better sick time policy. And as I understand, currently with how sick time works at the company, it's kind of a point system, which seems a little bit unique. Talk about that policy right now and what you would like to see changed when it comes to sick time.
Absolutely. With the introduction of COVID, there's been a number of people that have had to quarantine. Somebody gets COVID in the plant while a number of people are out. There's no sick time pay for those people. You'd actually go on FMLA and then your vacation balance gets burned. So a number of people that had vacation scheduled, a number of them didn't have the vacation to cover and didn't want to take that time unpaid. So, you know, COVID has wreaked havoc in a number of different ways and in people's lives. And we're just trying to find some kind of balance that we can strike with the company where, you know, people can plan on having vacation time for that downtime in their lives. And then, you know, not going without pay because somebody that they happen to be near in the plant for a short amount of time has to go out and quarantine for, you know, 7 to 10 days or whatever that time period is. We want to make sure that the full burden doesn't fall on the employee.
We're speaking with Matt Leloux. He works at the New Flyer St. Cloud plant as a welder, and he's also with the Communications Workers of America at New Flyer Incorporated Union, as their union recently authorized 97% of their workers, authorized a possible strike that could be coming in the near future. And I want to move on to another aspect of what you guys are looking for as well. And this has to do with the recognition of holidays at the plant, because as I understand it, many of your workers are Muslim, and that, of course, can make it tough for them to try to get some of these holidays off.
Absolutely. That has been an issue in our plant for the last couple of years. We definitely have a number of Muslim coworkers, and, you know, we want to recognize their needs. You know, all of us have had Christmas off for as long as we go back with our union, and we want to make sure that our Muslim brothers and sisters have the same time off. We have to represent their interests. We're stronger as a union, and honestly, it's a pain every year. We end up dealing with it without having it written in a contract, and you know, not everybody gets the time off, and it's been an issue that we've fought about for years, and we just want to make sure that everybody in our union is represented and their interests are brought to the forefront, and that we just don't have to argue about these issues repeatedly.
So how are negotiations going right now with management? What's happening next in the process, if you can walk us through that a little bit?
Well, just recently we got into economics. The company offered a 0% raise this year, 2% the following, and a 2% the following year after that. That didn't suit our needs, as inflation has been near 8%. Even Social Security got a 5.9% pay increase. So that's been a troubling point. Just a few days ago, the company countered with some small concessions in our wage package, but it basically just incentivized new hires. There was very little money for current and long-term employees. So we're still battling. We had hoped that the company was going to come in with a significant wage increase or something that we could work with, that we might be able to bring to the company or to our brothers and sisters in the plant, but that's just hasn't happened to this point yet. Which was the 0% was really the reason for the strike vote, and yeah. The members were all in on that. So
yeah, absolutely, and even a 2% pay increase certainly is not going to help with how much prices are increasing. Yeah, that's certainly for sure. Last question for you, Matt. How can people get involved or follow along with what's happening to make sure that we're supporting you guys if there does end up being a strike in the near future?
Well, obviously, we're reaching out to the news media. We appreciate the opportunity to speak on the air today. The local newspapers, the CWA throughout the state will be informed. You know, we have different unions, different locals throughout the state. We'll be reaching out with them, the AFL-CIO. So we'll be reaching out for assistance in a lot of different areas. So those sources, the national CWA also has a webpage that is updated with the information. So those are our main areas of reaching out and keeping the community informed.
Absolutely, Matt. Well, we wish you and your union your best in the future as they continue negotiations in the coming days and weeks. We have been speaking with Matt Lalou. He works at the New Flyer St. Cloud plant as a welder. He's also with their union, the Communications Workers of America at New Flyer, as we're talking about their ongoing negotiations with management at the plant, as their union recently did authorize a possible strike. Matt, thanks so much for joining me on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's take a break and send things back over to Matt McNeil on AM 950.